This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. Now, you'll notice a distinct lack of Chelsea on this little intro bit. She's not very well. She can't do it if she's not very well. And in fact, you'll hear her beginning to not be very well. In fact, we're both hacking and coughing a lot of the way through this next little bit. Hopefully that's really sold it to you. But there's loads of good stuff. Loads of good stuff. We battled on like the proper troopers that we are to bring you how I lost out on a top job because of an unfortunate episode in a bar. We talked about pants coming down in sport. We talked about the WhatsApp group chat this week. In the episode that Chelsea brought us, we found out that there is an air freshener fairy. We found unexpected uses for timers, uncovered incredible tales of the people of Kent climbing through windows. Apparently, nearly everyone's done it. There's a Sheppy cowboy to update you on. Greg Wallace, Bethesda's very own. We must talk about Greg. And Chelsea was on a very special hunt in Gay Parry. Sit back and enjoy this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast entitled Cabbages, Cowboys and Climbing Through Windows.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
We love a story time on KMFM, so we're going to tell you one, but there's a catch. You've got to decide whether you think it's a truth or a lie. Now, Gary Wilson, I'm looking at you. It's your turn.
Oh, well, you know, I've got a million anecdotes. So I was trying to get a job and I was talking to a very, very powerful radio person.
Sorry,
I didn't even start the story. There was this one time I was talking to a very powerful radio person in the hope of winning them over and getting a job. Unfortunately, it didn't go well when I spat on his face.
Did you spit anything on him in particular? I'm saying, I presume it's him, it could be her.
It was a just a fizzy bit of mouth juice.
Fizzy mouth juice?
Yeah, because it flew out of my mouth as I was talking to him and landed on his face. Accidentally. Oh. You know, it's an accidental.
Did you acknowledge it or did you just keep going as if nothing happened?
I had to just keep going.
Did they acknowledge it?
They knew, but they didn't acknowledge it.
Okay. Do you believe Gary Wilson is telling the truth? Did you get in there and get some kind of job?
I did not.
You did not. Was the spit the thing that tipped him over the edge?
I'd like to think so. I like to think apart from that, he would have snapped me up. Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing I think is a flaw in this argument is when people are nervous, they get a dry mouth, not a wet mouth.
Well, we were in a bar, so there was drinks being drunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that why it was fizzy? Were you drinking fizzy pop?
No, it was just, you know, sometimes when you're talking, your spittle works its way into a bit of a froth. And so it was just a tiny little bit flew. And
you know so much about mouth fluid.
And it was right on his cheek. And we all knew it was there. We could see it. He felt it arrive, obviously.
He felt it arrive.
Honestly, I swear I could hear it. Like snap, crackle and pop fizzing.
No.
On his face. Tiniest bit. But I might as well have just licked him.
Oh, he might have liked it.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I could have been a top-level sportsman, but there was something that happened at the weekend that reminded me why I'm not. Six Nations rugby. Yeah. England, one of the players got tackled and his shorts came down. And he mooned the whole of the stadium and the worldwide watch. It was a real good moony.
Also, whoever came up with the term mooning, it's just my favourite human ever. Give them an award. Yeah, it just makes me giggle every time. They mooned on national television.
Massive, worldwide, really. And that's the thing with sport, is that there's always the fear that your pants could come down. You think of, try and think of a sport, right? Think of a sport and they're swimming.
Dive in. That's a danger zone.
Dive in. Boom. You'd start before you've even started, before you've even swung an arm. Pants are off.
Might make it more free, make it more aerodynamic.
No, that is not what free diving is about. It's not about the trunks. What else? Pole vault. Getting stuck on that pole.
It's a lot of chafe.
You come down, your undies are up there like a flagpole. you know, people saluting it. No, that is the reason. I could have been a top sportsman, but the fear.
Just the risk is too high for you.
The fear of mooning the world. Anyway, I don't know if you saw that and that caught your eye in the rugby. A lot of people rewinding and now downloading ITV Player for that one. Are you? Oh, I know what you're like.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Of the phlegm trying to get through it. I didn't know it would make me sound more like Tom Jones.
It's dreadful.
It didn't. Anyway, what's happening in the group chat so we know what's going on in the apartment block?
Big announcement. The elf is gone.
This is the elf on the shelf. He's been living in the lift, right? And no one dare move him.
Terrorising us all. We've all been terrified of this thing. And it's finally gone. We don't know who's moved him. We don't know who took the risk.
Maybe he's the elf on the shelf. He would have just done his own thing. He's gone.
Maybe he's just left.
Decided to go for a better
enough.
Life.
Yeah. Realised it wasn't Christmassy enough here anymore. Back to the North Pole
it's
he goes.
February, he's got to go.
Yeah, so the elf is gone officially, which is nice because it means I can get the lift now.
Yeah, because he scared you.
Stairs are just too much.
Yeah.
But Paul has broken the chair in the waiting room. He said he sat on it to do up his laces and it fell beneath him.
That sounds fishy. That's exactly what they're made for, Paul. Chairs to be sat on. How did it just break?
I know. I think Paul was treating it like, you know, when you bounce on your bed as a kid and you get told off because you're like, you'll only break it.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to see how bouncy the chair was.
Right.
Broke it.
Okay. This is potentially libelous, of course, but anyway.
And there's a mystery air freshener fairy. Hear me out.
Right.
The corridors of our building normally smell quite rank, if I'm honest. It's not a particularly joyous smell.
Great.
And it now smells of raspberry. Someone's gone around and plugged these little air fresheners in that are like, they smell like, it makes me think of raspberry ripple ice cream.
Oh, there
it's
you go.
It's very nice. And honestly, whoever's done it, thank you.
Thank you for the raspberry
deserve
ripple.
An award.
Oh, that's
it's
wonderful.
Clever. I quite happily strut through the corridors now.
Did they get permission from all the tenants and the people who own the building? Because, you know, people, they don't like that kind of thing, people getting involved.
Raspberry might not be a popular smell.
But not in a communal area as well. You know how people are funny about things. Anyway, I wait to see. I've got a feeling they're going to disappear before very long.
So people are going to take them for
I think
houses.
They won't last as long as the elf.
Or
even that chair that Paul sat on to do his shoes up. Anyway, what an update. Thank you so much. Been a lot going on there. Behind the scenes there. It's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
You know when you go out for a drink and you say, no, come on, let's pace ourselves. Let's pace ourselves.
It's impossible to pace yourself on a night out.
Right, well, you've got to try. And that's what you always say at the start of the night. You can get the calculations wrong. Because you kind of do it by feel, by instinct, by other people's pressure. Because they finished their drink. But not some people I saw on Tinternet, who actually showed the camera their phones and they were running a countdown timer on their phones till the next round.
This is genius.
Get the drinks in, the alarm said. Beep, 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 beep. Time for another drink. They were literally pacing themselves by the clock and I think that's the only way that could work.
Who'd have thought?
A brilliant use for the timer on your phone.
I love it.
I mean, have you got an interesting timer usage to compete with that?
My timer's my best friend.
Okay, what do you time?
It saves me in my danger naps. So I schedule them in and it's when you like take a risk and you're like, I'm going to do a danger nap.
Why
in the
is it a danger nap?
Because if you nap in the middle of the day, you're not guaranteed to sleep at night.
Oh, I get you. All right. Okay.
So the danger nap.
So it can only last so long.
You live on the edge and you're like, okay, I'm going to give myself 30 minutes and then you have a panic timer at 45 minutes.
Right.
And then you set multiple timers from 50 minutes to an hour.
So it's your nap timer.
That's like, get up.
Yeah.
But hopefully you don't have to do the 1 minute timers like bing, 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 bing to get up. But honestly, danger nap timer.
Danger nap timer. What do you use your timer for? I didn't realise they were in such good use.
Shout out to Tracy in Leeds, who uses her timer to remind her it's time for her lunch break.
Isn't that just like, hey, it's lunchtime. Hey, it's the middle of the day. Is there not any other clues
Maybe
there?
Maybe she has like snack breaks as well. I like this. Maybe I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Time for a snack.
It's time for a snack. Yeah. You'd be going off constantly, wouldn't it, really? During the whole of the show. It'd be quite annoying. Might as well just be buzzing like a bee the whole time.
Shout out to Claire, who uses it to make sure she doesn't forget the kids.
That's good, yeah, little reminder.
I think some parents would like to sometimes. But
school run, yeah, well, we did have someone who did school run without the kids a couple of weeks ago. We got in touch, so we know that it happened. Sensible thing
easily
to put on your
done.
Phone.
And Devin Strood, go on. I think she's got some New Year's resolutions still undergo. She uses a timer for when she's stretching, so she knows how long she's stretched in each position. You don't want to do like too long on one leg and not on the other, and
no.
Then you've got one really stretchy leg.
Yeah, you don't want one big long leg.
And then one's like a tin can.
No, you don't. I'm trying to imagine that right now. Hello to Shirzy in Lid. Use your phone to time cooking food. That doesn't sound that unique.
Yeah, well, I take it everywhere. If I put a joint in the oven, sort of thing, I take the phone, obviously, wherever I go, and that goes off, that's time for me to leave the pub, come home and take the meat out.
That's excellent.
Shirzy, you're an icon, babe.
Do people go, oh, Shirzy, oh. I see you're off. Who was that on the phone? Is everything all right? And you just say, no, it's me, it was my joint of beef or something like that.
That's what everybody says. Oh, why is it going off? I've got to get the meat out of the oven. Oh. And then put the vegetables on.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, you've got to get those timings right. It's difficult to get it all done at the same time.
It's good
absolutely.
To know that there are still people that put roast dinner ahead of time in the pub. Shirzy, you're leading by example, and we salute you for that. Have a lovely day, Shirzy. Thanks very much for getting
you,
in touch.
Thank you, Gary and Chelsea.
Take care, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I stayed in an Airbnb on the weekend.
I don't know.
Obviously, there's other things you can do, but it was a lot cheaper than a hotel. It's right in the centre, and you always get to meet...
Of where?
Paris.
Oh, Paris, yeah.
But you can use them anywhere. But what's great is you normally get to meet the host, and they'll give you the keys, and they normally give you some recommends of places to go, because you normally get somewhere, and you're like, I want to go somewhere nice
food. Yeah, I'll tell you where a nice place is that does blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they know, because they're there.
Locals.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good idea.
And our host was called Stefan,
which
is just such a great French name.
Beautiful.
And he comes and gives us the keys, super friendly, he's having a little chit-chat to us, and he was like, all I ask of you is that you keep the place as you found it. So when you leave, make sure it's all nice and tidy.
Yep.
I got quite a thick French accent.
Of course,
like, very, very Parisian.
Oh, lovely.
And then he said, and don't forget, before you leave, to take out the cabbage.
Take out the cabbage?
And we were like... Yeah, and we were like, sorry, what? He's like, yeah, make sure you take out the cabbage. And then told us where to take the cabbage.
Oh, you got to take it. You got to take the cabbage out.
And we were like, is this like some kind of good luck thing we didn't know about in France? Maybe they keep cabbages.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, a, you know, when they've got strangers in the house.
Yeah, like
the cabbage wards
the lucky
off.
Cabbage, yeah.
Yeah. So we spent 3 days panicking because we couldn't find this cabbage.
To take out at the
end.
Because
we were like, we can't take out, we've lost the cabbage.
Where's the cabbage?
And we didn't even know where the cabbage was in the first place. Turns out, in a French accent... Take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Garbage.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Get on to Kent Online and look for Stephen from Sheppey, lives on Minster Road, he loves country and western. That's how it started out, the music.
Oh, go on.
And that got him into cowboys and all that kind of thing. And so he's transformed his whole house into a Wild West town, basically. you know when you go to theme parks and you go into the Wild West bit?
Yeah.
This is that.
It's like a saloon.
It looks fantastic. Honestly, he's got all the different bits of it.
Has he got swingy doors?
There's wagon wheels, there's the shutters. This is in the front of the house. There's signs, there's all kinds of bits and bobs, lanterns and stuff, all in a sort of oldie, wooden-y style, just like a shack built to the side of the house. In the back garden, all kinds of stuff as well, including, let's have a look here, he's got a haberdasher's, that's good.
Haberdasher's.
A jailhouse, a bank, and even an undertaker's, complete with coffin, with a body in it. Not a real one, obviously.
A fake one.
Yeah, just to do the whole Wild West theme.
Wow.
Imagine being the reporter from Kent Online who had to go and stand with Stephen, a.k.a. Dude, that's how he's known.
His dude.
In his undertaker's and take a picture of him stood next to the
looking
thing
menacing.
In the coffin.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Yeah, if you haven't had a look at Kent Online today, have a little look, find the Greg Wallace story, which is a follow-up to a piece that was in National newspapers on Saturday where Greg Wallace talked about his weekend. A lot of people are like, is this a joke or is this real? Now, Greg, he could be listening right now, for all I know, although it's not on his schedule that he listens to us, I've got to say.
He hasn't made the time yet.
But he's in Bindon, near Tenterden. So, Greg, if you're listening, is this the real deal or are you pulling our legs? Because some of it, people are like, really? Like, there's one bit where he says, I cook dinner for the family once a week. No, he's not. He's Master Chef. Once a week? Is that all they get?
So livid, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you if
That's
you live with him?
That's the reason of dating a chef, so that they can cook for you and feed you and you make you fat and happy. Look, if they're not making me laugh and or they're not making me fat, I'm not interested.
And ideally both at the same time. Greg, your right to reply is right here on KMFM. David. Oh, you are a diamond.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Let's celebrate the most difficult way to eat food that there's possibly ever been invented by anyone in the world ever. National Chopsticks Day today. Chopsticks, seriously.
They are. But you do feel this real deep-rooted sense of smugness when you can master it.
Can you master it?
Babe, I've made it into like a secret skill of mine. Oh, I love it. It's one of my things where I can whip them out.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I know how to do that. I don't have to use the stab technique either. I can do the little clip, clip, clip.
Can you manage rice with them?
I mean, no one manages rice. Just get a spoon out, don't you?
Right, okay. Well, so that, you know, considering that often the food you would eat with chopsticks isn't a lot of rice.
Just ignore that
I'm back in my plan that they're useless.
Eat the big bits. It's meant to make you eat slower, isn't it? Which I'm not a huge fan of.
Well, I can't
of,
do a
honest.
Grain at a time. No, I'm not like a... I don't know. What, eat a grain at a time. I'm not like one of those things. Anyway, National Chopsticks Day today. Maybe you've got the skills, like Chelsea. Who, in fact, we should really put you to the test on that. I'm going to write this down.
Chopstick test.
Because you've given it the large now, so we're going to have to do a video.
I'll prove myself. Yeah. I have no doubt.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Well, Valentine's Day is literally 8 days away.
Right,
can you believe it? Woo! And we got a little Valentine's weekend in early, me and my significant other. We went to Paris for the weekend, City of Love. I know, such a cliche, isn't it? And bless him, I'm like the organiser when it comes to trips. Like, I'm the person that plans everything. I'm just good at pulling stuff together. I love a spreadsheet.
Right.
But he wanted to like get involved as well and plan some surprises for me so that he basically felt bad because I was doing all the work.
Why do I feel that you're saying all of that with the tone of, bless him.
Yes.
I get that's the tone.
Exactly the tone.
Okay, right, okay,
you
came across. Nice.
Because the first day, he booked a food tour. Lovely. Love that idea.
Can't go wrong.
But it got cancelled.
Oh, can go wrong.
So it can go wrong. The second day, he booked a bar. He was like, yeah, this is going to be great. This is really good. It's called Creatures. It's all really like quirky.
Yeah.
It didn't exist. So we spent an hour looking for a bar that didn't exist anymore.
What, it closed down?
It must have closed out. I don't know. I don't know where this boy found out this existence of this bar. I think he made it up in his head. No deposit paid.
Was it a Nigerian prince who'd sold this to him on the internet? Just wondering.
Honestly, an hour we looked for this bar. I've never been gagging so much for a glass of wine in my life. And then to top it all off, I'd booked the places for dinner on the other days. But on the third day, he was like, I want to book dinner for this night. And I was like, okay, perfect.
What could go wrong?
See us out in a bang. So the one restaurant he booked gave me food poisoning.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
A lady has become very famous. She ended up even being interviewed on the telly for climbing through her window. You've probably seen the meme, the GIF, the video by now.
It's things like this that make me love the internet so much.
If you haven't seen it, there's a lady. She's obviously locked herself out of her home. And she's trying to get back in the home through a downstairs window. So it's one of those windows that's got a top opener.
Yeah.
quite literally.
No pun intended.
Yeah. So she's up and halfway through the window, she's fitted in quite well. And then she's gone over into the house. Like, her legs are still out the window. But she's wearing like a summer dress with like a... elasticated top.
Yeah.
And the elastic that doesn't do it. It's
it
full
stopped
job.
Elasticating.
It stopped elasticating and she showed more of herself to the neighbours than she would have hoped to. It's classic. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's saying the woman's a hero. It reminded me of a story you told us, Chelsea, one time where you had to get posted in through a window and you didn't quite fit.
I got stuck halfway through. It was one of those windows, because we lived on the bottom floor. The window doesn't open very far because you're on the bottom floor. And my housemates thought it'd be funny, rather than just pulling me back out of the window, that they would get the pack of Lurpak and smudge it all over me to try and grease me through the window. Oh,
it's a beautiful sight. Beautiful sight. Full grown woman being greased through a window. You made it through, right?
I did make it through.
Good work.
It was salted as well.
Oh. I always insist on salted if I'm going to be smothered in something and put through
the
a window.
Way forward.
So I'm just thinking, hey, look, we can't be the only ones who've got window stories. Let's have your window stories, please.
Jane in Maidstone, who had a ballet exam and wasn't allowed to go through the door from the changing room, so I had to climb out of the window and back in again after the exam. All she's saying is that's easier said than done with a tutu.
Well, I imagine. Could there be a worse bit of clothing to have to wear to get through a window? Is this some kind of test they have for the ballet dancers?
Maybe it's to check their flexibility.
Separates the good from the bad. Right, climbing through windows, your stories.
Morning to Marlene in Chatham, who went out as a student with a bunch of friends, got really drunk, realised she'd forgotten her keys.
It's not clever, Marlene.
It's not clever. But all the dorms look the same on the student campus.
No.
So she decided to climb through her opened window with two friends.
Right.
And once she got inside, she was faced with a very confused and scared guy who just looked at her like, what are you doing here? She'd climbed into the wrong room.
Oh, my. You know what? He'd gone to bed. He was a single guy. And he'd said, oh, Lord, if you can find me a good partner in life.
Send me my human.
Find me love. Find me a good woman. Amen. He'd gone to sleep and he woke up. Hallelujah!
Surprise!
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I love it so much. Morning to Charlotte in Sittingbourne. Also went on a night out.
Oh, dear.
And her dad always hides a key in a safe space.
All right, don't say where it is.
She looked for it, couldn't find it. Ended up climbing through something to get through the kitchen window. She says, I'm not really sure how I got through. She took out quite a few utensils on the way in and the next day realised the key was exactly where he said he'd left it.
Absolutely wonderful. I like the utensils. I imagine spatulas flying. That's what I'm imagining. Let's just have your story, Stephen.
Basically, I was one of the smallest kids on my street in Deal. And basically, if somebody locked themselves out of their house or lost their key or something like that, they'd always come to my house, go, oh, could we borrow Stephen for 5-10 minutes?
Can we borrow him?
Whether it be, and it'll be the small window, so we'd put it open and I'd climb through. Sometimes it would, I'd have to go upstairs. Once it was the little toilet, which the window's even smaller, walk through their house, open their door for them, and I'd either get a fiver, a tenner, or a bag of sweets.
Yes!
I love this. This is a side hustle.
Such
for you,
a
Steven.
Side hustle.
I could fit through them easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh,
no window was too much of a challenge.
Easy squeezy Stevie, that's what they used to call him.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's right. Is this right? You're one of the world's leading cat burglars now and have made a fortune.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I
okay.
wish.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back. A guy called Adrian was playing. He was up to the £64,000 question.
Go on, Adrian.
And it was a tricky one. And he said, can I find a friend? Phoned a friend. His friend was called Kevin Ashman. Kevin Ashman is one of the very, very clever people who play as the Eggheads. Have you ever seen that quiz show?
What?
He's one of the Eggheads. And
surely that's cheating.
He got the answer right and won him up to from 64 up to 125,000. That can't be fair, can it?
Come on now.
Seriously.
You just before you go on the show, you just bank up a list of contacts, wouldn't you, and be like, look, I need you to sort me out. Get David Attenborough for all the animal questions.
Yeah.
One of the eggs. Get someone from The Chase, The Beast.
Yeah, if you were like one of those really clever people, could you like... I'm not saying there's anything underhand has gone on. Far from it, I'm sure. But, you know, you could, if you were really clever, you could be like, you know, if I'll take half of whatever I help you win. How about that for a deal? And I'll be your phone a friend.
A little side hustle.
Yeah. Who would your phone a friend be?
Who would my phone a friend be?
Yeah. Because we have to be someone who fills in the bits you're not great at.
Fills in the gaps. Oh, blimey. I'd need someone for 90% of general knowledge.
Okay. How many phone a friends are you allowed?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.